From Tidbits on February 22nd, 2010, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates for February 22nd, 2010, written by Tidbits staff. Firefox 3.5.8. Despite the fact that Firefox 3.6 is available, those who haven't yet upgraded should pay attention to the just-released Firefox 3.5.8, which addresses a handful of critical security vulnerabilities, all of which could lead to memory corruption and the running of arbitrary code. These issues include several JavaScript-related crashing bugs, a vulnerability that existed in the way Firefox's web workers handled various data types when processing posted messages, and a problem with how the HTML parser freed used memory. Detailed information regarding the update security content is available on Mozilla's website. TweetDeck 0.33.2. The 0.33.2 release of Ian Dodsworth's Adobe Air-based Twitter client, TweetDeck, comes on the heels of a more substantial update. Changes first introduced in version 0.33 include an increased API call limit, a new column manager, and support for media previews within TweetDeck of content from YouTube, Posterous, Flickr, MobiPitcher, and TwitGoo. The update also enables you to make changes to your search columns rather than having to delete and recreate them, adds a new help section that improves support troubleshooting features, and addresses a long list of minor issues. Versions 0.33.1 and 0.33.2 each fix a few small bugs. VMware Fusion 3.0.2. VMware has released a small but important maintenance update to the company's virtualization software for the Mac, VMware Fusion. Version 3.0.2 corrects a compatibility issue that prevented VMware Fusion from running on servers running Mac OS X 10.6 server. iStumbler 99. iStumbler is an easy way to scan for information about the Wi-Fi environment around you, as well as see available Bluetooth devices and which Bonjour devices are available on the local network. The latest version, Release 99, works only with Mac OS X 10.6.2 or later, adds support for the 5 GHz band used by 802.11a and 802.11n, and takes advantage of the coordinate-based location feature in Snow Leopard to allow GPS-like tracking as the application scans. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.